An NPR investigation has found that thousands of U.S. military service members and veterans could lose their homes through no fault of their own. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, the Department of Veteran Affairs is working on a fix, but it could be too late.
Ray and Becky Queen are showing us around their farm in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
This is Cagney and Lacey, our ducks.
The couple lives here with their two young kids. Ray served in Iraq in the Army. Inside their house, he says that he was wounded by an improvised explosive device, or IED.
And just so you're aware, I have brain damage from my time in Iraq, so there's a lot of different things that don't work the way they're supposed to anymore. And my memory is not great.
For decades, the federal government's helped veterans like Queen to buy homes through its VA loan program. But now, the VA has put this family on the brink of losing their house.
This is the letter that my husband and I received yesterday, stating that they're starting foreclosure proceedings.
What's happening is that, like millions of other Americans, the Queens took advantage of what's called a COVID mortgage forbearance. It was set up by Congress after the pandemic hit for people who lost income. When Becky's mom died of COVID, she had to take an extended leave from work and lost her job. Last year, the couple says their mortgage company told them that they could skip 6 months of payments while they got back on their feet and then just start paying their mortgage again.
I very specifically asked, how does this work? And they said, we're taking all of your payments, we're bundling them, and we're putting them at the end.
That is, the missed payments would move to the back end of their loan term so they could resume their normal mortgage payment. But that is not how it worked out, because a year ago in October, the Department of Veterans Affairs ended the program that enabled homeowners to do that, even though housing advocates and the mortgage industry and veterans groups all warned them not to end the program, because thousands of homeowners needed to catch up on missed payments. Interest rates, too, had risen so much that many couldn't afford to refinance or get back on track any other way. Ray Queen says nobody told him about any of this.
How does that happen? This is supposed to be a program that y'all have to help people in times of crisis so you don't take their house from them.
The couple says in September they were told that they needed to come up with a huge payment, upwards of $22,000, which they don't have, or sell their house or get foreclosed on.
My heart dropped and like my hands were shaking.
The Department of Veterans Affairs has really let people down.
Christy Kelly is a consumer lawyer in Virginia who's hearing from a lot of veterans who are in the same boat.
The homeowners entered into COVID forbearances. They were made certain promises, and the VA essentially pulled the rug out from under everybody.
Kelly says for most other homeowners in America, there are still ways to move your missed payments to the back of the loan term so you can avoid getting foreclosed on, but not if you have a VA loan. So she says veterans are being treated worse than most other homeowners.
Service members are going to lose their home. And for most people, that's everything they work for and all their wealth are in their homes.
For its part, the Department of Veterans Affairs says it had no choice but to end the program. John Bell heads up the VA's home lending division.
We had a short-term authority for that specific program during COVID.
Some in the industry think the VA did actually have the authority to extend the program. Now, though, NPR has learned that the VA is working on a new program to replace the old one. But that's still 4 or 5 months away, too long for many of the 6,000 homeowners with VA loans who are in the foreclosure process. Not to mention, there's 34,000 more who are delinquent. Right now, there's pressure on the VA to put a pause on foreclosures while it gets that program running. John Bell says the VA is, quote, considering all options.
We owe it to our veterans to make sure that we're giving them every opportunity to be able to stay in the home.
Ray and Becky Queen are hoping that the VA does put a pause on foreclosures, because if the fire truck shows up after the house burns down, it's not going to do much good for the thousands of veterans who need help now. Chris Arnold, NPR News.